Good afternoon, brothers and sisters of Fairfield County Chinese Christian Church. Today, we are going to look at a couple of passages from the letter of 1 Corinthians and consider the message and the mystery that unify.
南康州华人基督教会的弟兄姊妹们，下午好。今天我们来看哥林多前书里面的两段经文，一起来思考合一的信息和奥秘。
Have any of you ever gotten into a disagreement with somebody else that eventually grew into a division in the relationship?
你们当中有多少人会从与他人的有一些不同的意见，然后发展成一些纷争的关系？
I remember a time this happened to me when I was in college, working at a Christian summer camp for boys.
我记得有一次发生在我身上。那时我正在上大学，在一个基督教男生的夏令营里面服侍。
I got into a disagreement with another counselor at the camp. Now, this counselor and I disagreed on a number of things, but one event caused our disagreements to become even greater.
我与营地的另一位辅导员发生了一些分歧。这个辅导员和我在很多事情上有些不同的意见。但有一件事导致我们之间的分歧变得更大。
I had been listening to music in the common room where people gathered, and I had left a CD in the CD player.
我一直在一些公共的休息室里面听听音乐。公共休息里面人都有很多。那天我就把我的 CD 放在那个 CD 的那个播放器里。
The other counselor found the CD, and since it was not a Christian band, he thought the music was inappropriate to be played at camp, and he took the CD out of the player.And broke it.
另一位辅导员发现了这张 CD， 因为它不是基督教的乐队的音乐，他认为这个音乐不适合在营地里演奏，他就从这个播放器里把 CD 拿出来，把它弄坏了。
When I found out that he had broken my CD, I was very upset. And instead of following the Bible's teaching about how to address someone who has wronged you, I gathered a group of my friends together.And complained to them about what this counselor had done to me.
当我发现他弄坏了我的 CD 的时候，我非常生气。但我没有遵循圣经的教导去如何应对一个得罪你的人。我是聚集了我的一群的朋友，并向他们抱怨这位辅导员对我所做的事情。
My friends also became very upset with this other counselor, and they encouraged me to confront him, which I did.
我的朋友们也对这位辅导员有点生气，他们让我鼓励我去面对他，我也这样做了。
To the other counselor's credit, he did not become angry at me or complain to his friends. Instead, he paid me back for the broken CD.
值得称赞的是，另一位辅导员并没有生我的气，也没有向他的朋友抱怨我，相反，他付给我损坏 CD 的钱。
Even though our disagreementhad ended, a division had formed between us that was never resolved.
尽管我们的分歧结束了，但我们之间已经形成的纷争却没有得到解决。
Unfortunately, division happens all the time, in schools, families, churches, and nations.
不幸的是，纷争分裂一直在发生，在学校，在家庭，在教会，在国家。
The Apostle Paul wrote the letter of 1 Corinthians in large part to address divisions that had formed in the Corinthian church.
使徒保罗写了哥林多前书，很大程度上是为了解决发生在哥林多教会的纷争。
We see in 1 Corinthians 1:12 that groups had formed in the church around different perspectives regarding the kind of spiritual leader.That was needed for that church.
我们在哥林多前书一章十二节中看到， 在教会中围绕着关于他们的教会需要什么样的属灵领袖，有些不同观点而形成了不同的团体。
The different perspectives had led to quarrels and then divisions in the church. Now let's consider these different groups that had formed.
不同的观点导致了教会的争吵和纷争。让我们看一下这些不同的群体是怎么形成的。
The first group was made up of people who preferred the Apostle Paul and his style of ministry.
第一组由喜欢使徒保罗和他的施工风格的人组成。
Paul had founded the church at Corinth. Many of the people in the church had come to faith in Christ through the ministry of Paul. So their connection to him was very close. I'm sure for many of these people, no other pastor could compare to Paul in their minds.
保罗在哥林多建立了教会，教会中的许多人都开始通过保罗的施工相信基督，所以他们和保罗的关系非常密切。我相信很多人在他们当中没有其他的牧师能在他们心目中与保罗相提并论。
Also, Paul was a brilliant teacher. He was highly educated. He spoke several languages. He authored 14 of the New Testament letters. I'm sure many people preferred his intellectual style of ministry.
此外，保罗是一位非常出色的老师，他的教育程度很高，会说几种语言。他撰写了14封新约书信，我相信许多人更喜欢他的学者型的施工。
The second group, was made up of people who preferred Apollos and his style of ministry.
第二组由喜欢亚波罗和他的施工风格的人组成。
Paul left Corinth after ministering in that city for about a year and a half. And afterward, he traveled to Ephesus with Priscilla and Aquila. And in Ephesus, Priscilla and Aquila met Apollos, who was from Alexandria in Egypt.
保罗在哥林多服侍了大约一年半之后离开了哥林多。之后他旅行与百基拉和亚基拉一起到以弗所。在以弗所，百基拉和亚基拉遇见了保罗，他是来自埃及的亚历山大。
Apollos was well known in Ephesus for his powerful preaching. Now, listen to how he is described in Acts chapter 18, verses 24 through 25. He was an eloquent man, competent in the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things concerning Jesus, though he only knew the baptism of John.
亚波罗在以弗所以他有能力的讲道而闻名。让我们来看看，听听以使徒行传18章24到25节是如何描述他的。有个犹太人名叫亚波罗，来到以弗所，他身在亚历山大，是有学问的，最能讲解圣经。这人已经在主的道上受了教训，心里火热，将耶稣的事详细讲论教训人，只是他胆小的约翰的洗礼。
Compare that description with Paul's own description of his preaching in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. And I, when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom. For I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling.
我们来比较与保罗自己在哥林多前书二章一到三节中对他自己讲到的描述。弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊。
In his preaching, Apollos was eloquent, competent, and fervent. He was a great Bible preacher who loved to hear, who people loved to hear preach. Paul was not as powerful in his preaching. Weakness, fear, and trembling characterized his preaching. That's not how preachers want to be known.
在他的讲道中，阿波罗雄辩、能干、热情。他是一位伟大的圣经传教士，人们喜欢听他的讲道， 保罗在他的 讲道中没有那么有力量，软弱、恐惧、战惊是他讲道的特点。
Since Apollos was the more powerful preacher, there was a group of people who preferred him and thought his style of ministry was what the church needed.
由于亚波罗是更强大的传教士，所以有一群人更喜欢他，并认为他的施工风格是教会所需要的。
The third group was made up of people who preferred the apostle Peter or Cephas.
第三组有更喜欢使徒彼得、基法的人组成。
This group may have preferred Peter because he was one of the original 12 disciples with Jesus. Today, we think of Paul as being more important than Peter since Paul wrote so much of the New Testament. However, in the early church, Peter was the more well-known and more important disciple.
这群人可能更喜欢彼得，因为他是耶稣最初的十二个门徒中的一个。今天我们倾向于认为保罗比彼得更重要，因为保罗写了这么多的新约书信。然而在早期的教会中，彼得更出名更重要。
Many in the Corinthian church probably preferred Peter because he was seen to be more important. Others may have just liked his personality. When you read through the Gospels, you see that Peter was a spontaneous, charismatic kind of man. People wanted to be around him.
哥林多教会中的许多人可能更喜欢彼得，因为人们认为他更重要。其他人可能就像他的个性一样。当你阅读福音书时，你会看到彼得是一个自发的、有魅力的人，人们想在他身边。
Others may have appreciated his teaching style. The letters of 1st and 2nd Peter are very different than Paul's writing. They are very practical and application-oriented. I'm sure many people preferred that style over Paul and Apollos' teaching style.
其他人欣赏他教导的风格。彼得前后书与保罗书信的写作风格非常不同，他们非常实际且面向应用。我相信许多人相对于保罗和亚波罗的教学风格会更喜欢彼得的风格。
The fourth group in the church was made up of people who said, "We follow only Christ."
第四组由那些说我们只跟随基督的人组成。
Now, on the one hand, this is the correct theological answer. Jesus is the head of the church, and we are to follow him as the chief shepherd.
一方面，这是正确神学层面的答案。耶稣是教会的头，我们是跟随他作为我们的大牧人。
But the way this group is listed as one of the four divided groups reveals that this group may have articulated correct theology, but they were using that theology to cause division in the church. They sounded spiritual, but they weren't living spiritual.
但是这个群体被列为四个纷争的群体之一，这表明这个群体可能阐明了正确的神学，但他们正在使用这样的神学导致教会分裂。他们听起来很属灵，但并不属灵。
This is why later in the letter, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Paul wrote that if I understand all mysteries and all knowledge, but have not love, I am nothing. The right answers without the right heart amount to nothing.
这就是为什么在这封信的后面，在哥林多前书13章，保罗写道，如果我们明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。正确的答案没有正确的心意，毫无意义。
These four groups that had formed in the church all believed in Jesus, but they had become divided based on their personal beliefs and preferences.
在教会中形成的这四个团体都相信耶稣，但他们中间有纷争，是基于他们的个人信仰和偏好。
There was nothing inherently wrong with their personal beliefs and their preferences. The problem causing division was deeper than their personal beliefs and preferences.
他们的个人信仰和偏好本质上没有错，其实导致纷争的是比他们个人信仰和偏好更深层次的问题。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 3 through 4, Paul stated that their quarreling and division reveal that they were still controlled by their sinful nature, just like the rest of the world. They believed in their heads the truth about Jesus, but their hearts were still motivated by the same things that motivate people who don't believe in Jesus.
在哥林多前书三章三到四节当中，保罗说，他们的争吵和纷争表明他们仍然被他们的罪性所控制，如同属世的人一样。他们在头脑中相信关于耶稣的真理，但他们的心仍然被那些所激励不相信耶稣的人的方方面面所激励。
So if they were going to be able to address the divisions in the church and live in unity, they were going to need to deal with the problem of the sinful nature within them that was the root of the problem. The fruit of division would continue to grow if the root of the sin nature was not addressed.
因此，如果他们能够解决教会中的纷争，并能合一的生活，他们将需要处理他们内在罪性的问题，这是最根本的问题。如果罪性的根源没有得到解决，纷争的果实将继续成长。
Paul first addressed the root of division by calling them to apply the message of the cross.
保罗首先通过呼召他们应用十字架的信息来解决纷争的根源。
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. Or the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
哥林多前书一章十八节，因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
The message of the cross is God's answer to human division. It is the only force strong enough to deal with the root issue of the sin nature within humanity.
十字架的信息是神对人类纷争的答案，它是唯一足够强大的力量，能处理人性中罪性的根本问题。
Our old sinful nature can be thought of as the inward bent of the soul. We naturally serve ourselves and those who agree with us. We naturally oppose and even despise those who disagree with us.It's so natural, we rarely recognize the problem.
我们旧的罪性可以被认为是灵魂的内在的扭曲。我们自然地体贴我们自己和那些同意我们的人。我们自然地反对甚至鄙视那些不同意我们的人。这一切都非常自然，以至于我们很少意识到我们自己这些问题。
This is true for every human being except one.Jesus Christ is fully God and fully human. Unlike every other human being, Jesus was not controlled by a nature that was inward focused. He came not to be served, but to serve others and give his life for others.
这对每个人都是如此，除了一个人，耶稣基督是完全的神，也是完全的人，与任何一个人都不同。耶稣不受内在天性的控制，他来不是让别人服侍的，而是为他人服侍，并献出自己的生命。
This is seen supremely on the cross, where God demonstrated his love for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
这在十字架上表现得最为明显。当我们还是罪人，基督为我们而死，神表明他对我们的爱。
The message of the cross tells us that on the cross, Jesus took the penalty for our sin upon himself. God has forgiven all our sin and is not holding it against us. Jesus has overcome the division that stands between us and God. We can truly live at peace with God because of the cross.
十字架的信息告诉我们在十字架上，耶稣为我们的罪担当了惩罚。上帝已经赦免了我们所有的罪，并没有追究我们。耶稣已经弥合我们与上帝之间的分裂。因着十字架，我们可以真正的与神有平安。
The message of the cross changes our hearts. When we realize what Jesus did for us, we can't help but respond to God in gratitude, in love, and in obedience.
十字架的信息改变了我们的心。当我们意识到耶稣为我们所做的，我们会情不自禁的会以感恩、爱和顺服来回应神。
The Corinthian church had drifted from the central message of the cross. They were more focused on their own personal preferences of spiritual leaders. Paul reminded them that only Jesus had died for them, and only Jesus can change their hearts so that they could live unified.
哥林多教会偏离了十字架的中心信息，他们更专注于自己个人喜好的精神领袖。保罗提醒他们，只有耶稣已经为他们而死，只有耶稣才能改变他们的心，使他们能够合一的生活。
Our sinful nature is first dealt with by applying the message of the cross. But the cross has a vertical and a horizontal beam because the message of the cross creates peace with God and with one another. At the intersection of the vertical and the horizontal beam lies the mystery of the church.
我们的罪性首先是通过应用十字架的信息来对付的。但是十字架有一个垂直和水平的梁，因为十字架的信息导致我们与神的相合，与彼此的相合，在十字架的垂直和水平梁的交汇处，那就是教会的奥秘。
Paul reminded the Corinthian church of this mystery in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. He said, "Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells within you?"
保罗在哥林多前书三章十六节中提醒哥林多教会这个奥秘，岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？
Paul is saying to the Corinthians, if you knew what the church is, you wouldn't be dividing like you are.
保罗对哥林多人说，如果你知道教会是什么，你就不会像现在这样有纷争了。
Most people think of the church as a building or as a worship service. But nowhere in the Bible is it written that people went to church.
大多数人认为教会是一个建筑物或者是一个敬拜，但圣经中没有一处记载人们去教堂。
The church is not a building to enter or a worship service to attend. The church is the community of people who have applied the message of the cross.
教会不是大家进入的建筑物或大家去参加的敬拜仪式，教会是一群运用十字架信息的人的社区。
Paul referred to this group of people as God's temple because God's Spirit now dwells within these people.
保罗称这群人为神的殿，因为现在神的灵住在这些人里面。
To deal with the problem of our sin nature, Jesus has done more than forgive our sin. He has also given us his Spirit to change us inwardly. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come.
为了解决我们的罪性问题，耶稣所做的不仅仅是赦免我们的罪，他也给了我们他的灵来改变我们的内心。如果有人在基督里，他就是一个新造的人，旧的已去，新的已来。
Therefore, the church is not just a collection of people who hold the same beliefs about Jesus. It is far, far more than that. Because Jesus has given his Spirit to his followers, the church is the presence of Jesus on earth today.
因此，教会不仅是一群对耶稣有相同信仰的人，它远不止于此。因为耶稣已经将他的灵赐给他的追随者，所以今天的教会就是耶稣在地上的同在。
Paul knew about this mystery even before he became a Christian. When he was on the road to Damascus to persecute Christians,Jesus appeared to him in a blinding light and said to him, "Saul, Saul, Why do you persecute me?
保罗在成为基督徒之前就知道这个奥秘。当他在去大马士革迫害基督徒的路上时，耶稣以耀眼的光芒出现在他面前，对他说：扫罗，扫罗，为什么要迫害我？
Jesus was present in his church by his spirit. So when Paul persecuted the church, he was persecuting Christ.
通过他的灵，耶稣在他的教会中存在，现实。所以当保罗迫害教会时，他也迫害了基督。
Listen to what authors Clark and Johnson write about the mystery of the church in their book, The Incarnation of God. They write, "The incarnate Son of God is the actual living reality of the church. This is so, not because the church is composed of those who, sharing a similar faith, voluntarily gather together to perpetuate his memory, follow his teachings, and continue his mission in his absence. Jesus is the present and living foundation of the church because we have been incorporated into him by faith that is united in his body."
听听克拉克和约翰逊在他们的著作《神的道成肉身》中对教会奥秘的描述。道成肉身的神子是教会中真实的、活生生的现实。这并不是因为教会是由那些有着相似信仰的人组成的，他们自愿地聚集在一起，以使他的记忆永存，遵循他的教导，并在他不在的情况下继续他的使命。耶稣是教会现今的活生生的根基，因为我们因信已经归入那他里面，那就是联合在他的身体里。
When we realize the mystery of the church, we realize that causing division in the church is not only about dividing with other human beings, but with Jesus.
当我们领悟到教会的奥秘时，我们就会明白，造成教会纷争不仅是与他人的纷争，也是与耶稣的纷争。
This is why Paul warns against causing harm to the church in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. He says, "If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is holy, and you are that temple."
这就是为什么保罗在哥林多前书三章十七节警告不要对教会造成伤害。如果有人毁坏神的殿，神就会毁坏他。
Jesus has given us his spirit to make us unified in his church. This mystery should cause us to see and to relate to other Christians very differently.
因为神的殿是圣的，而你们就是那殿。耶稣已经将他的灵赐给我们，使我们在他的教会中合一。这个奥秘应该是我们以非常不同的方式看待与其他基督徒，并与他们建立关系。
We must see each other as needed parts of Christ's temple.
我们必须将彼此视为基督圣殿中所需的不同的部分。
We must see each other as valued members of Christ's body.
我们必须将彼此视为基督身体的重要成员。
We must see each other as dearly loved children in God's family.
我们必须将彼此视为神家中深爱的孩子。
We must be eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit.
我们必须渴望保持圣灵的合一。
We must forgive as we've been forgiven.
我们必须宽恕，就像我们已经被宽恕一样。
We must be humble and gentle with one another.
我们必须谦卑，温柔地对待彼此。
Above all, we must love one another as Christ has loved us.
最重要的是，我们必须像基督爱我们一样，彼此相爱。
Brothers and sisters of Fairfield County Chinese Community Church, God has called you together to be His church in this region in this day.
南康州华人基督教会的弟兄姊妹们，上帝在这一天招呼你们，一起成为他在这个地区的教会。
My prayer is that the message of the cross and the mystery of the church will enable you to live as a unified church that draws many to the love of Christ in the days ahead.
我的祷告是，十字架的信息和教会的奥秘将使你们成为一个合一的教会，在未来的日子里吸引带领更多的人 领受基督的爱。
Thank you very much, and may God bless you.
谢谢，愿神祝福，同在。